I want you to take your Bibles and turn back with me to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. And we will look at those verses that Gabe read. The occasion which our Lord speaks is concerning His second coming. And He says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Now, the Son of Man, in the days of His humiliation, when He was here, the Word made flesh, He was despised, He was rejected. Scripture says He was a man of sorrows. He subjected Himself to the sufferings, pains of death. But when He comes back, and He's coming back, He's going to come back, the Scripture says, in glory. When the Son of Man comes in glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. There's no one that's come from the Father but Him. He's the only begotten of the Father. And all the holy angels, the Scripture says, are going to come with Him. And He's going to sit upon the throne of His glory. Now, concerning these holy angels, what are they going to do? Well, hold your place right there. And I want you to turn back a few pages to Matthew 13. Matthew 13, 24. Now, the Scripture sets forth in a parable what the holy angels are going to do in the second coming of Christ. Matthew 13, 24, another parable put He forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. You know what he was saying? We don't know. We don't know who God's sheep are. I mean, for the Lord pleased to call out of darkness any of us. What was the difference in us and a tare? Lord said, no, you leave them alone. Just leave them alone. Let both, verse 30, grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now look at verse 36. Verse 36, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, our Scripture back in Matthew 25 says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, they're going to gather all the world. They're going to gather them up. And they're all going to be standing before God. Well, verse 32 says, and before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Every person that's ever been born are going to be gathered by these angels, going to stand before the Lord, and the Lord who knows his sheep is going to set the sheep on the right hand, and he's going to set the goats on the left. There's only going to be two groups. There's only two different kinds of people, sheep and goats. Doesn't matter what nationality, doesn't matter where, not sheep and goats. That's the only two groups there are. Verse 33, and he shall set the sheep on the right hand, goats on the left. The elect of God, the sheep, all that the Father has given unto the Son from before the foundation of the world. All that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed at Calvary, all that before they leave this world, know his voice and follow him, he's going to set them on one side and the others on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now the Son of Man, who is the King of glory, he who is the King of kings, he who is the Lord of lords, he's going to speak to his sheep, and he's going to say to his sheep, enter in. Enter in to that which was prepared for you before you were ever created. This was prepared for you. There was a kingdom made before man was ever created by God. There was an inheritance for them, for all that God Almighty everlastingly loved, for all that he predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. All that he ever purposed to save, he's known them eternally. And these objects of God's mercy, they actually have an inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know. I can't explain. The scripture is silent concerning the depth of it. Suffice it to say, that which the Lord has prepared shall be glorious. It is glorious. It's there right now waiting on us. Now this inheritance that they have, it's not theirs by their industry. It's not there by their ability, by their will, or by their might. Almighty God was pleased to give it to them. Why did he give it to them? It pleased him. It pleased him. What else can you say? There's not another answer. It pleased the Lord. That's what Scripture says. Prepared, made ready from the foundation of the world. Formed for God's people. And then he says, I want you to enter in and look at the first word in verse 35. For I was hungered because. You enter in because I was hungered. You gave me meat. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger. You took me in naked. You clothed me. I was sick. You visited me. I was in prison. You came unto me. You know, there is without a doubt. Hold your place right there and turn with me to 1 John 3. 1 John 3, verse 16. There is no doubt God's people are gracious, gracious people. God's people have a heart, sympathetic heart. It just astounds me when I behold the mercy of God's people. They're sensitive. Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 16-18. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You take a believer, one that claims to know God, and there's a brother, a sister in need, and you can meet it, and you don't do it? Here's the question. How dwelleth the love of God in you? No. God's people are sensitive people. God's people, they know what the Lord, somewhat what the Lord done for them, and they're sensitive. That's an amazing truth. He expresses unto them, he said, I was hungry, thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked, I was sick, I was in prison. And then they're going to say something to him that's just profound to them. They're listening to what he said, and they said, verse 38, When? Lord, you said, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger. Lord, when did we see you a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? When saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. But let me ask you something. What did they actually do? What did they do? Was it merely that there was someone physically hungry? You take a believer, I'm going to tell you something. You find out which believer in here is going to find somebody and they're hungry. And they come and they say, listen, have you got anything? Have you got anything to eat? I need something to eat. Come on, let's go get you something. Listen, do you have a coat? You wouldn't happen to have an old coat. I just anything. I'm freezing to death. Do you have anything? You know, listen, I got a friend of mine, they're in prison. Can you just give me a ride over there? Which person would shut up their bowels of mercy? Not a believer. They wouldn't. Was it just giving somebody a place to stay? These things like that, these physical things like that, are going to be the very things that many in that day, in the day of judgment, they're going to stand up and claim to have done these things right here. Look at Matthew 7. Matthew 7, 22. Matthew 7, verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? In thy name done many wonderful works? Lord, we fed the poor. We had halfway houses. We've had feed the children. You know, I'm a founding member, you know, of the unwed mothers, and I'm just on and on and on. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Listen. There are many, many things that people can do that are really kind. And believers do them. They do them. But they don't do them for salvation. They do them because of salvation. They don't find any comfort whatsoever. But you see, an unbeliever is going to do it because he thinks he's earning some stars. He's going to have some crowns. Gets to heaven, he's going to have these crowns. So there's something else that the Lord's saying here, other than just physical feeding and physical clothing and physical visiting. What is he saying? Let me ask you this. What was the last words spoken by the Lord to his disciples before he entered into heaven? Now, I want you to hold your place. Turn with me to Acts 1:8. Acts, what was the last thing that he told them to do? Acts 1:8. He said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." You shall be witnesses unto me. You're going to be witnesses unto me. Now there's a key, it's a key thing that he just said. You're going to be a witness unto me. All right? I want to hear the commission of our Lord to his people. I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized, baptized not unto salvation, but in obedience. You know that. Your pastor's taught you that. He that believeth and is baptized is going to be saved. He that believeth not is going to be damned. You go into all the world and preach the gospel. Look at Mark 16. Mark 16, 15. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. He said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. What has the Lord commissioned us to do? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Nobody is going to turn away. Not a believer. Nobody, William's going to turn away. Somebody needs some help. But that's not what we've been called to do. We've been called to preach the gospel to every creature. You're going to be witnesses unto me. How is the Lord going to call out his sheep? Through the preaching of the gospel. This gospel that Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation." Now, to those that were standing back in Matthew 25, to those that were standing on his right hand, he said to them, "Enter in. Enter in." Back in 35, Matthew 25, 35. He says, "For I was hungered, and you gave me meat." Now, he's talking about his people. When he said, "I was hungry," he said, "You're going to be witnesses unto me Who are we witnessing to? We're witnessing to the sheep. And the Lord said, you're witnessing to me when you're witnessing to the... You're preaching to my body. That's who you're preaching to. He said, you enter in, you that believe me. You that were called out of darkness. You that have a heart for obedience unto me. You that know my voice. You that follow me. You. I was hungered. I was spending money. And he's here again talking about his people when he says, I was hungered. His people were hungry. What are we before we're called out of darkness? Here's what we're spending money for that, Isaiah 55:2 says, which is not bread, and laboring for that which satisfieth not. We're going around here thinking that we're just pleasing the Lord. We've given our heart to Jesus, exercised our free will, walked down the aisle, came forth, came to the altar, came to the pool, came to the, you know. He said, I was hungry. I was hungry, speaking of his people. And he said, you gave me meat. What did we do, Lord? He said, you told my people that I'm the bread. I'm the bread of heaven. Look at John 6. John 6:35. I was hungry, and you gave me meat. John 6:35. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Look at verse 48. He said, I am the bread of life. Look at verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I was hungry, and you told my people of me, of my broken body. You told my people of me, the only one that satisfies the hunger of that new heart. That old heart doesn't hunger, you know. He gives a man a new heart, and he hungers for Christ. The old man's going to hunger, but he's hungering for self-worth. He's hungering for everything except the Lord. I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. You told my people of me, the one who is the fountain of living waters. You told them of my shed blood. You told them of me who laid down my life for the sheep. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters and drink. In that last day, that great day of the feast, the Lord cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. He said, I, talking about his people, I was thirsty. And you gave me drink. He said, I was a stranger. And you took me in. Who are these strangers? Turn over to 1 Peter 1. Where are these strangers? Look at 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. Who are these strangers? They're all over the place. I don't know where they are. I mean, some of them I'm looking at right now that were gathered in. Somebody preached the gospel to you, you that believe. Somebody told you about the bread of life. Somebody told you about the water of life. You that were a stranger. Verse 2. Who were you? Elect. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. You were a stranger. No, he said, I was a stranger. Speaking of his people. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Now listen to this. I want to show you something that's just amazing. Turn over to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Matthew 13, verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth, sever the wicked from among the just, shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. I looked up that word right there in verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. Back in Matthew 25, you know, he said, I was a stranger and you took me in. When the gospel is preached, the Lord said, it's like a net that is thrown out into the sea. And it gathers in all kinds, tares and sheep. And they're gathered into the shore and they're separated one from another. There's some things that people will hear. They'll hear the gospel and they'll come and they appear for a while, according to the sower that went forth to sow. They'll hear some things and for a while they may be excited about it. They're going to rejoice in it, but persecution will come and it'll wither away. Some of it may fall by the wayside, and the birds will come and eat it up. They just no effect whatsoever. Some of it will fall in stony ground, you know, and spring up. Some of it in thorny ground, but the cares of this world eventually will choke it out. But some of it is going to fall on good ground, made good by the grace of God. Almighty God says it's the kingdom of heaven like a net, and they're just gathered in. He said, I, speaking of people, he said, I was a stranger. You took me in. When you preach the gospel, Gabe, it's like a net. You don't know who they are. You're just preaching the gospel. He said, I was back in Matthew 25 now. He said, I was a stranger. You took me in. Verse 36, he said, I was naked. No righteousness before God. No righteousness. And he said, you clothed me. You declared through the good news of the gospel me, the righteousness of the saints. He said, I was naked and you clothed me. You told my people of me. He said, back verse 36, he said, I was sick. How sick? Well, Isaiah 1, 5, and 6 says, from the sole of my foot to the crown of my head, it's just putrefying sores, not bound up, not mollified, not soothed. And he said, you told me of the great physician. You told me of the one who's absolutely heals the sickness of the soul. I was sick. He said, you visited me. Visited me with the truth. He said, I was in prison. And you came unto me. While in prison, in the trespasses, bondage of sin, death, captive to the prince of this world. He said, you came and declared unto my brethren deliverance. Deliverance. Look at Matthew 12. Matthew 12, 29. Matthew 12, 29. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He said, I was in the prison of sin, death, darkness, blindness, and I didn't even know it. And he said, you preached unto me by the blood of my cross. Satan's crushed head. Satan's defeat. Death, and hell, and the grave, and the victory. And then the scripture says, shall the righteous answer him, Lord? When? When did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? When saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of these, unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done that to me. You preach the gospel to God's people. And again, we don't know who they are. So we just preach the gospel to all men and tell all men there's life in Christ. Almighty God has a people, and the Lord's going to save them. You preach the gospel to them, and the Lord will save his people. He said, those that are hungry and thirsty and naked in prison, sick, me. And the scripture says, then, verse 41, shall he say also unto them on the left, depart from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And he's still talking about his people right here. He said, I was hungry. You gave me no meat. He's going to tell all of these false, free will, self-righteous preachers and those that support them. My people were hungry for the bread of heaven, and you didn't give it to them. I was thirsty, and you never told them about me, the fountain of life. I was a stranger in the world, and you never took me in. You never preached the gospel one time to me. I was naked, and you never told me about my righteousness imputed to my people. I was in prison, and you never visited me. Then shall they answer and say, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger or thirst, a stranger or naked and sick in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer, saying, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of these, one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Do you know what the weightier matter is of the whole scheme of things? There's one thing needful: the preaching and the support of the gospel of God's grace. This is going to be the issue in the day of judgment. This is going to be the issue right here. When it comes right down to it, God's honor in the glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the words of our Lord, the gospel of God's free grace is going to be the outward evidence of those that knew him, those that believed it, those that preached it, those that supported it, and those that didn't, all of these good intentions that it looks like they had, they're not going to amount to a hill of beans. They'll be cast out into everlasting darkness. God's people are going to be called out of darkness. He's going to do it. God's going to have his people. And he's going to do it through the preaching of the truth. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts.